Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. Tonight on the conversation, earlier this morning, Donald J. Trump tweeted, and it was an awesome tweet, because I want to give a 71st happy birthday out to the Air Force. Thank you for flying. Thank you for Top Gun. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for everything you do to keep us safe. I wish you could do more to keep us safe from liberals, but hey, you try. It is going to be lowered for the first time in a long time. The refugee ceiling is going to be lowered by Trump to 30,000 people. It was raised to 110,000 with Obama. It's going to go down with Trump. We got so many people that come in that we don't have knowledge of who they are, where they are, what they're doing. We don't know. We don't know, but hey, who cares? Remember the story of the 2-year-old kid with spinal bifida that was able to walk? Well, he not only is able to walk now, he got a tour of the Kansas City Royals dugout and all that stuff, and stadium and all that stuff. Should have been Detroit Tigers, but, you know, he's a Kansas City fan. Can't hold that against a little 2-year-old. He'll learn in time. But, yeah. It's just neat. Oh, yeah, the lady that accused Kavanaugh. It's just ridiculous. She's anti-Trump. Very liberal, very socialist. Eyewitnesses have said, she's full of it. But of course, you know, people on the left believe her. Also, I'm going to get into Senator Marco Rubio is looking into and asking the Department of Justice to look into whether former Secretary of State John Kerry violated any federal laws. Pardon me, but what is he doing talking to Iran, a country that hates us, that burns our flag, that hates us? Why didn't Iran, I got a question for you. When he was over there, why didn't you, like, make him a prisoner? We'd give him to you. He can be a prisoner over there.
They hate America. They wanted him back here where he could do damage.
You know, I was hoping they'd just execute him, get it over with. Oh, wow. Representative Keith Ellison of Minnesota, a Democrat, there's video of abuse, of domestic abuse with him. But this is what's crazy. I want to get into this story. I want to get into this because this person, the lady that's accusing of this, says the Democratic Party doesn't believe her story. There's video of it out there. But who knows? That much more. So welcome, pardon me, to the conversation that you're a part of. Proverbs 27:5-6. An open rebuke is better than hidden love. Wounds from a sincere friend are better than many kisses from an enemy. Think about that as you're going through your day to day or whenever you're working. Something on my throat, please. It's funny because the stuff now coming out of the left, you can't make this stuff up. It's crazy. You can't make it up. I mean, well, this is what we got here, folks. We got a guy. They can't find Hillary Clinton's emails. They've lost emails. Oh, but they can find some 40-year-old chick that Kavanaugh supposedly did stuff to that they have no evidence, they have no proof, they have no nothing. Her story don't even make sense. She doesn't remember anything, but what the hell?
And as of now, she's not agreeing to testify.
Of course she's not, man. If she's smart enough to know that she's not gonna, this is not gonna go anywhere. Because she's making it up.
I wonder if she's making it up or if she's being told to, if she's being bought off or whatever. I bet they have a helmet.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's just crazy what's going on here. But, you know, of course, you know, he had to have done it. I mean, they got to postpone. They originally were going to postpone these hearings and all this stuff, you know, to basically elect Kavanaugh. But now they were going to postpone him because, you know, is she going to testify? Is this, how can we, you know, statute of limitations up, this is up, that's up. But, you know, if that was someone that was a Democrat, they wouldn't care. They wouldn't care. They wouldn't give a two Toyotas if it was a liberal. But, you know, Kavanaugh, well, we have a parking enforcement person from 1972 that said that he tore up a parking ticket right in front of him. Kavanaugh did, and we're going to get him. He's not going to become the Supreme Court justice because he tore up a parking ticket, and we're going to prove it. We're going to stage video footage from 1972 using a cell phone with 8mm capability to where it makes it look like it's an 8mm film. We're going to bust him. We're going to make up something. We're going to say he went to Mars without permission from the president. Are you freaking kidding me? But that's this world we live in, and that's the Democrats. You know, that's the Barack Obama admitting about all kinds of stuff he did and got effed up in college, and conservatives couldn't do that. No way. Just think about what Lindsey Graham said. You know, I have voted for liberal judges because I thought they were right. Yeah, they were qualified to do the job. Not.
They said if they don't hear from her Monday, they're going to go ahead with the vote.
Yep. That's what I was kind of alluding to. Well, are they going to postpone this and that? When you hear Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh and stuff and they talk about this, they just laugh their ass off. It's like, are you freaking kidding me? Oops. You know, I mean, and guess what? It's hilarious the stuff that goes on in this. I mean, like John Kerry. He has no, like, what, he is not even in the State Department or anything anymore. He has no official duty or anything. And he's going over to Iran, a country that hates us. Well, it goes to show you something. If they hate us, then why are they allowing him over there?
Because they hate
him. Yeah, and they want Kerry to come back. It goes to show, I mean, to me, how can you be pro-America and go over to Iran and try to make a deal with them unless you are trying to end nuclear weapons?
In the past, it's been by the president approval.
Yeah.
And it's like a hostage negotiation thing or a peace mission or some kind of a mission like that.
Yeah. It's one of those. But he's not approved. He's going over there under like, well, former President Obama told me to go over there and to try to make sure that they're still building nuclear weapons and they're still trying to kill us and attack us because they hate us and too because I'm a liberal. And in this country, you're either American or you're liberal. You can't be both. But this is interesting. Intelligence agencies and the FBI have begun the process of declassifying key documents in the Bureau's Russia investigation, and the first key items could be made public as soon as Friday, federal law enforcement officials stated to Fox News Today. Which means that pretty soon, some other chick's going to come out of the woodwork very soon to say that she had inappropriate behavior with Trump or Melania or somebody. Somebody involved in this is going to have some inappropriate thing happen. Well, you know, I was at Trump's towers and me and him did cocaine, or they're going to try to do something to derail this.
Trump won't even drink because of his dad.
Yes.
Or his brother.
Yeah.
His brother's dad.
And I've said this on the program. That dude could have a bottle of Cristal champagne, 10 of them, every day. He doesn't drink at all. Good man. It's good. I mean, I don't drink that much, hardly at all. Well, I do drink. Yeah, my mom got me to try kombucha. It's like tea that they ferment. And it's supposed to be good for the digestive system and stuff. And I'm like, cool, I can.
Today?
Yeah, and I'm like, cool, I can bring that to work so I can get effed up at work. No, I'm not drunk. I'm just drinking kombucha. I've only had about 10 of them. I think you're supposed to drink a lot of it, just like sip it. Who knows? I don't know. I gotta research it. But this is more for like digestion, crap, and all kinds of stuff. Who knows whether it works or not? I have no idea. Mom says it helps, so we'll have to see. But you know, it's one of those things that something's gonna come out because the Democrats don't want this to come out. Because they're going to see what actually happened. All this falsified bullcrap and who's behind it. I want to know. I want to know who's behind my tax dollars wasted on these probes and fake. Yeah, they're not fake. Oh, really? Well, yeah, well then you want me to pull up Hillary Clinton when she told me that you can't hack, you can't collude, you can't do any of the stuff that now they're trying to claim Trump did. Yes, the liberal app thinker. The new app, it tells you what to think as a liberal because you can't think for yourselves. God forbid a black person thinks for themselves. God forbid a black person looks at their pay stub and goes, wait a minute here. Barack Obama said, anyone making under $250,000, their taxes won't go up. Mine went up. It's nice to see, granted, it's a day late and a dollar short. It's nice to see a lot of black people starting to wake up to, hey, I live in South Chicago. It's still a bleep hole. But wait a minute. We had 8 years of Democrats, 8 years of a black president. You know what? You want to know who was the first president to really talk about helping the inner cities? Donald J. Trump, not Barack Obama, not a black guy. You want to know the first president to have their net worth go down during taking office? That's Trump. It's nice to see that Trump administration is looking at cutting refugee admissions to 30,000 people. Still, that's a crap load of people. That, how do we know who they are? Are they safe? Are they? We don't know. There might be. All it takes is one bad you could have 29,999 great, hardworking refugees that want to make a difference to make America great. Take this one bad apple and bang. 70,000 are dead. We need to have accountability. What Trump needs to do is make an executive order that all liberals, their door is an open door, that they have to accept refugees. That would change things really quickly. How'd you do what? Yeah, no, you're a liberal. You have to accept refugees.
You don't want borders.
You don't want a wall. I want to start another GoFundMe page, and this is gonna get money for a construction crew to tear down Nancy Pelosi's wall around her mansion in San Francisco. Oh, we're tearing this down because, you know, I mean, we can't have a wall. We can't. We're against. You know, I belong to an organization called HousesWithoutWalls.org. And we go around and tear down people's walls because, you know, we don't believe in border walls. We don't believe in state walls. You know, we don't believe in we don't believe in locks on doors. You know, I mean, anyone that does not want a wall at the border can't have a wall around their house. You'll have doors in your house. Don't worry, they'll be solid, but you just won't have a way to lock them because that's not right. I mean, if a refugee wants to come in and stay at your house and eat your food and all that, you should let them. I mean, that's the least you can do for, you know, since you want them here.
That's the best idea.
Exactly. Let them house them. They want them here. To have somebody who wants to try to put our people first. What a concept. What a concept. But, yeah. What a concept. Putting our people first. And I've heard talks about this. Like, there's a bunch of foreclosed homes. Why don't they let vets fix them up and move into them? We'll help you. We'll help give you supplies. We'll help. Habitat for Humanity can help you with stuff to help you fix up the home and you can live in it. And give vets a place to live and give them something to do. And maybe, okay, once you finish building this house, you can help build other houses and, you know, give back. And I can. Because there's a lot of distressed properties and foreclosed properties and properties that have been sitting that haven't been occupied for a while in decent cities. I don't know. For me, if I was ever to buy a house, I'd be leery if the house is on the market for a very long time and no one's bought it. Ever since watching that haunting show on Call Me Crazy, but you know, if it's like a $500,000 house and it's on the market for like $80,000, I'd be like, okay. Yeah, why is this 7-story house only wanting? No, I don't. What's wrong with this? That's just. But you know, it would be a good thing with all these distressed properties and stuff. Fix them up and get people involved and get vets having a place to live and, you know, I mean. Vets just want to know that they're welcome back and at their home and just I'm one of those call me they're like the celebrity me. When I go to the races, you talk to my wife, I'm going up to like the vet booth, and I introduced myself to a guy one time like 4 times. Like, I'm sorry, he goes, no, it's okay. I said, no, I just, because I like, how you doing? And I think I tried to get him to sign my shirt like 3 times because I didn't recognize him at first. Yeah, he'd been here before. I'm like, oh, well, I mean, you can't do it. But he's grateful that I at least do that. Some people just like walk by them like they're invisible. Pardon me. Yeah, sorry, folks. I got. But yeah. Oh, well, like, and this is one thing that this is totally a topic, but like, I was out with my mom today, and I'm like, well, I've been a lot of places because that New York seltzer water was big. I'm like, I've been trying to find it because I want it, and a bunch of us have written the Facebook page, and we can't find it. And no one carries it. And I've heard that those Planters cheese balls are out, supposedly.
$18 for a can on eBay. Walmart and Amazon are out of stock. 1 2-ounce can, $18.
I've never, because we went there and they said they don't even have them, or they've never even seen them.
I looked it up. I Googled it on Amazon.
Because I was at Walmart today and they said they haven't gotten any. They haven't even seen them.
No. In Indiana, at least in Lafayette, they skipped over us. They weren't coming out here. They only did it in certain cities and stuff.
Oh, because everyone I've talked to said they were doing it nationwide.
I even used my parents' zip code to see if I could find any there.
So it's just a limited, very small release and only a...
I don't know. I can get 12 cans for $100. Merry Christmas. No.
Yeah, and if no one buys them, then it's sort of like those fish tickets when they do the New Year's Eve show in Times Square. They want so much money for them, and there's people say, you go right around the time of the show, the day of the show, the day before, they go for next to nothing because they can't get rid of them. But like 2 weeks before, $500-$600 for New Year's Eve show, and... You know, I guarantee you, it's like when Hostess is going out and people, $75 for a thing of Twinkies on eBay. No. You won't sell them, and eventually they'll have to lower the prices because no one will spend it. I mean, what the heck? Why do it if it's, I don't understand if what the point is. For the limited release in only certain areas. I don't know. I'm sure it's like the game systems where they don't make a lot of the game systems so that there's so much demand for it. Because I remember I always wanted a Nintendo Wii, and by the time they got to be to where you could actually get one and they were accessible, I didn't want it anymore. It was like old hat.
$18.94 for a can. That's on Amazon.
$9.
That's the curls. That's the curls, not the cheese balls.
Well, look it up at Walmart.com and see what they...
Okay,
what do
they
sell? If they sold them at our Walmart, what do they go for? If I was just go to Walmart and buy them as
$2.
A customer. Yeah, okay. That's what I want to know, what they actually sell for.
$2.
But that's only if they can get that. It's worth what you can get for it. If they can put $1,000 for a thing, if they can't get anyone to pay $1,000 for it, they ain't going to get $1,000. Well, at least you can find it, because that New York seltzer water, it's supposedly out nationwide. And
I still wanted to get it on eBay. I just wanted to get. But, yeah. Those are the cheese curls. But the plant rare, $7 for on eBay.
Or best offer. Well, look and see how many have sold. Because it can tell you, because it's $100. It's all like those Coke glasses. When I looked into it further, there was hardly any of them selling. There were tons of them out there.
This last one, $30.
Well, you'd have to click on it to see how many they sold. I don't know.
60% sold.
What I would love to do is get one of those and get the ones that they sell at Sam's Club, and I bet you $100 if I mix them up, 90% of the people, besides you.
I'm going to say,
I bet you.
Okay.
Well, I'll think about it. See if my wife can really tell the difference. Now, see, I think it's that game console gimmick where they don't make a lot of game consoles, so that they're very hard to get, and then people fight over them, and just sitting in by the time, because like I was talking about earlier, I always wanted a Nintendo Wii, and by the time they got to the point to where you could just go to the store and buy one, they were like, okay, what's the new game system? What's the new Nintendo? Because it's been 3 years now. I'm waiting for the new sound. That's old hat. That's like ancient technology. I want the new system. And then I never ended up getting it, but then I probably wouldn't play it that much anyways. But, yeah, when I read about that, I never heard them talk about that it was only going to be a very small limited release, only in a handful of select cities. I might have to see if I can find their number and write them and say, why in select cities?
I looked up on Planters' website and tried to find a number to contact them. Couldn't get a number, but I got an address in Kentucky. I think it was Kentucky.
Well, if you go to Walmart or anything, just get a thing of Planters peanuts, and they have a customer service number on the back. In case you eat the peanuts and you forget they have peanuts in them, and you have an allergic reaction. If you haven't heard, if you thought bird is the word, it's not. Henry Winkler finally wins his first Emmy Award after 4 decades on TV. Wow. Oh, the Emmys were last night. Not that I care. I've never been into that crap. I never watched like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, I did when the Grateful Dead and Rush were initiated. Yeah, but other than that, I never watched the Emmys or the Golden Globes. Any of that bull crap. I didn't care about. Okay, now the nominees for Best Soap Opera Actor are. I didn't care. And that stuff never interests me, like the MTV Music Awards. They never interested me.
Now, whoever I wanted to win, I think I watched one when they first started coming out. And whoever I wanted to win never won. So I just gave up.
Yeah, I stopped. Yeah. What? Because, you know, he finally won one, and I'm like, I don't know. I never really was into any of that crap. I mean, that's just me, but I was never into any of that awards crap, because it's like, you know, it's all rigged. It's all, you know, if you were to donate enough money to somebody, I'm sure you could pay him off to win. But hey. I don't know. To me, I've never been one of those celebrity hounds that's like fascinated. Like, I never understood what this fascination is with like John and Kate Blythe or, you know, all these like celebrities and where they live and what they're doing and why they're doing it. And, you know, like Honey Boo, who cares? I got my own life to deal with. I got enough problems trying to know where I am, let alone what's going on with John and Kate Plus 8 or whoever the heck, or celebrities. You know, like Neil Peart said the best one to me, because, oh, I love Ginger Baker, amazing drummer, but I don't care where he lives. I've never been. Then that's just me. Somebody out there, I'm sure, likes Henry Winkler. I loved what he did with MacGyver. It's one of my favorite shows, but hey. Roman Daninkle, if you don't remember, he was like a 2-year-old kid that was going down the hallway. He has spinal bifida, and he's able to walk, and it's amazing. He got a tour of Kansas City, his dugouts and all that stuff, and he's going to do amazing, amazing things. He's going to become a Tiger fan someday. You know, it's just cool, you know, just to see what baseball does to give back and all this stuff. And it was just so neat to see that. Because that kid was on, like, cloud nine. Like, big time. Just walking around and... I mean, that's something. It'd be cool just to be on in the dugout and stuff and walking on the grounds. And he had all his Kansas City stuff on. It was, like, so cool. I mean, it just gets to your heart. It just gets to you because it's just so neat to see the family and they went out of their way, all the fans and stuff, all the, you know, I mean, not the, what a long day, but that all the, like, players and stuff went out of their way, and that's something he'll never forget. I'll never forget my first game. Saw the Cubs play St. Louis in St. Louis. And I got to see the Reds in Cincinnati. Good times. Good times. Times. And to see that kid, he's on cloud nine. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of, folks. And remember, do something. But who's kneeling for him? Former cop reacts to 36th shooting death of a U.S. police officer. After the shooting death of a Kansas City police officer on Sunday, 36 law enforcement officers have been killed by gunfire this year, surpassing the 2017 total. Chadwick County Deputy Robert Kazoon III, 41, died Sunday afternoon after responding to a call about a suspicious character, Fox News has reported. Kazoo and the suspect were both fatally wounded in the struggle after Kazoon attempted to apprehend the armed man's gun. He tried to grab his gun and apprehend him. And they don't know if the gunman is still in critical condition, but the police officer has passed away, and I took a knee for this guy, and I prayed for him and his family today. That's a sacrifice. Colin Kaepernick isn't a sacrifice. Someone posted a thing today, well, Colin Kaepernick is giving away shoes and giving away this and doing this. Yeah, okay, give me $25 million. Let me have 175 pairs of shoes, and I'll donate some. And he's trying to make himself look good because he thought that when he took a knee, everyone was going to praise him as this Black Lives Matter hero, and it backfired. Now, maybe if he would have done it differently and said, hey, I'm going to start a Colin Kaepernick Foundation, and we're going to collect shoes, and we're going to go to people. We're going to build houses so that when people get out of prison and they're released, they have a place to stay and some meals to eat, and try to get them on their feet and established. Because, you know, as many people know, if you get out of prison, you probably don't have anywhere to stay. You have no food, no social income, no nothing. And what do? You resort back to what you know what to do. Rob someone to get money. Panhandle, whatever. But there you go. You know, then, no. What do you do? I took a knee. If he wouldn't have disrespected the national anthem, maybe it might have went differently. But it didn't. but it didn't. And that's the problem. You know, I took a knee for this officer and prayed for him and his family and the sacrifice we're talking about. Martin Luther King sacrificed everything to have to end segregation in this country. When you saw Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi and all those walking down, they were laughing and smiling. When you saw Martin Luther King walk down the street, they were linking arms. They had fear in their eyes. They were doing something that meant something. That was real change. Not, hey, I've got hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm just gonna. Look at this. I'm taking your money. I'm ripping y'all off. See, it's nice to see that there are some people out there on the left, some black people that realize that they got effed in the A by Barack Obama. I'm like, wait a minute. I may not be the biggest Trump supporter, but Barack Obama didn't do anything to help me. I mean, granted, it's a little, but it's better late than never. You know, and I can tell people all the time, because they'll bring up stuff, I think they know what I don't like, and then they'll say, well, look at what Trump did. Well, I said, well, first of all, I don't support Jeff Sessions. So, yeah, so if it involves him, I probably don't agree. Unless Jeff Sessions magically goes, ding-a-ding, guess what, folks, I'm going to magically legalize cannabis nationwide. But, you know, that probably ain't going to happen. But I have heard that Coke is in talks about making a cannabis beverage. And I think it's like with CBD only. There's no THC, of course. But still, I mean, it'd be cool if they could, because if they could get it in a, and done properly in a mass production scale, and they could get it to where a beverage with CBD oil isn't like $80 for one little 6 ounce drink. Because I love CBD products, but hell, when you get a little squirt bottle, and it's like, okay, this little bottle's like, well, we got a 1 ounce bottle that's $100, or a 2 ounce bottle that's $300. Okay. It's just really ridiculously expensive right now. But we'll have to wait and see if Coke actually comes out with the CBD beverage that they're looking into, of course. And it's probably only going to be available in like a select area where like CBD is legal. But what would be cool, actually, I think it would be neat, is to actually go to Chicago and get some ingredients and try to mimic the real Coke like they had back in the day. That'd be kind of, have an actual chemist make it just to see what it tastes like.
The product called Light.
Mm-mm.
Coke made it with Light Coke. It was called Light back in the day.
Who made it?
Coke.
When was this? Had to have been before I was born.
It was in the mid-80s. Before then.
I remember they did like the new Coke where they reformulated in 85. And people were outraged. But hey. This is crazy. Video footage out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where a camel was caught on video going out of control. That's what happens when you try to take wild animals and you try to tame them and try to make them, like, human-friendly, like Siegfried and Roy did. And all these, well, what was it, what was, my wife was telling me something about, like, back in the day, Michigan tried to get wild wolverines.
In
1920, I guess I didn't think that was a real, and I'm not being serious here, this is, I didn't know that was a real animal.
Have you ever heard of a badger?
I would have to see, I've heard it, but I've never, I'd have to see it to.
Okay. I'll show you what a Wolverine is.
Because when I think of Wolverine, I think of a man with a beard and like three.
No, it's between the raccoon and badger.
See, when I think of Wolverine, I think of X-Men and Marvel Comics. That's just me, but hey. Nothing, I mean, but I guess they tried to use one, and it didn't turn out well.
No,
it didn't, but hey. Keith Ellison's domestic violence accuser says the Democratic Party doesn't believe her story. A woman who accused Democratic Minnesota Representative Keith Ellison of domestic abuse said on Monday that the Democrats don't believe her story and threatened to isolate her over the allegations. Karen Maranahan, a former girlfriend, came forward last month alleging that Ellison sent her threatening text messages and once screamed obscenities at her as he dragged her off the bed by her feet. Ellison has denied the allegations, saying he never behaved this way. He did acknowledge he was in a relationship with the woman. He does say, yes, he was in a relationship with her, but all these allegations that she's making are not true and all this stuff. But, yeah, whatever. He's just trying to save his own skin. And, of course, the Democrats don't believe her. Because did something and they want to cover it up. I mean, what would she have to lie? It's just crazy. Monahan slammed the Democratic Party for its response to her allegations when compared to its treatment of Christine Baslee Ford, the woman accused of going at, they believe her. Well, of course they believe her because she's not really even. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to comment. And this is 4 decades ago. You know, it's crazy. No, they don't, Monahan tweeted in response to the question of whether the party believes women's stories. I've been smeared, threatened, isolated from my own party. I provided medical records from 2017 stating on 2 different doctor visits, I told them about the abuse and who did it. My therapist released records stating I have been dealing and healing from the abuse. She's actually talked about, before she even came out with this, that she was talking to her therapist and all this stuff, but, oh, they don't believe it, whatever. You know, but some 1840 abuse that happened that was handed down from generation to generation, people believe. It's amazing what Democrats will magically believe. You gotta understand something, folks. They're the party that changes their stance on issues every 5 minutes. That's what they do. That's what they're taught. Every 5 minutes, you get to change what you believe. Now, remember what you're chanting today, but don't just remember so you can repeat it. But don't keep it in your head too long because tomorrow we're gonna be against this. Okay. Looks like a baby bear. My wife showed me a picture of a Wolverine. This is funny because Collins, U.S. Senator Susan Collins, has requested that if Kavanaugh's accuser is comes forth and will testify that they, she wants cross-examination. She wants to have lawyers at the hearing to be able to cross-examine both of them. And I don't think she's going to testify or say anything because she's made, it's all been made up. And she's probably already gotten her money. But that's the world we live in, folks. You know, I mean, it's amazing all the stuff that goes on in this world where they have, but, you know, I honestly don't think she's going to come forward. I don't think she's going to come forward and do anything. She's like, okay, yeah, I thought I was just going to have to come out and say these, he did this to me, not be it. I didn't think I'd have to go in front of a Senate committee and be questioned and have hearings and all this stuff about it. And I think she's spooked now because I thought I would just have to come out and say, yeah, he did this to me, that's it, I can sleep. But it's not like her, she has no, she's like anti-Trump, anti-everything. I mean, I could see, I could maybe believe her if she was a huge Trump supporter and supported Trump and all this stuff, then maybe like 1%. Okay, well, it's not like she's doing this because she does not like Trump and, you know, and she, you know, but when she's like anti-everything Trump, anti-conservative, anti-pro-life, anti-everything, you kind of have to question her motive. I mean, that's just one of those things. I mean, why use a condom when you can just have an abortion? I mean, what the heck? What's the difference, right? Some people would say there is no difference. It's just, it's crazy the world we live in and how divided it is. And it wasn't this way before Obama.
Well, they didn't Bush. It was. Not as bad as Obama, but they, about, Bush was a dumb idiot. If you didn't like Bush, and you didn't hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
I liked Bush. I heard it. Bush was a dumb idiot.
No, I heard it. I heard it because I'm a conservative. I mean, the gas price was higher under Obama at times than ever under Bush, and we had a time in Indiana when they cut the gas tax. They eliminated the gas tax just so that we didn't have to pay so much at the pump to give us relief. And I'm like, it was higher under Obama at times than ever it was under Bush, but no one cared. I mean, Bush was one of those people that was he better than, like a John Kerry, sure he would have been. He's better than Al Gore. He wasn't right, but he was better. But that's why I liked Trump. Finally, we got someone that you have a choice, and he was a decent choice. He was a good choice. It wasn't a douche or a turd sandwich. You had actually a decent candidate to choose from. Oh, wow. I'm going to move on, folks. As many of you know, it was incredible, the press conference today with Jose Mourinho. And I think when you look at Jose Mourinho and United and what's going on with it. And, you know, and is, you know, I think, I mean, one question I'd love to ask Arsene Wenger is, how did you, what did you do for, because like I was so excited when we got Alexis Sanchez, you know, and when we got Sanchez into United, and he just really, in my opinion, hasn't done anything. And Sanchez is set to be dropped and not played this coming up, and he hasn't, he really hasn't, he was way, way better at Arsenal. I'm like, hey, he's great at Arsenal, really proven he's going to come here. We got ourselves a winner, and he just hasn't lived up to anything. Like, I don't know what's going on. You know, and I have said this before, you know what I mean, as we talk about, like, take the five best players in basketball, put them on the court. If they can't play together, you're SOL. You ain't gonna happen. Your team's gonna tank. And you take, you know, some players are really good, and then when they get them on the pitch, they just, for some reason, he was great at Arsenal, and he just couldn't, he has just not been able to be darn diddly when it came to being it. He hasn't done any, I was expecting him to be, like, decent last year and then just explode and be amazing this year once he got used to United and this and that. And I just don't, I think he has a fit. He's not, I don't know, like, We were really decent, and then we got Alexis Sanchez. I'm like, yeah, we're gonna add a great player to the team, and I kind of feel like he disrupted the flow of the team, and it's just never been the same. So I don't know. I mean, I kind of feel like when you look at Sanchez, I mean, Lindelof, I think, just needs more playing time. I think he's great. I think Luke Shaw needs more playing time. They just need to get out there and play and get more experience, and I think they will turn that team around. And I think we're headed in the right direction. I think we just need to keep going in the right direction. You know, we won when we beat Watford. And that's great. But it's like, you know, we got to win like two or three more games in a row so we have some stability with the team instead of, I mean, we got the Wolverhampton Wanderers coming up on Saturday, the 22nd. And we got to win that game in the Premier League. We have to kind of keep some sense of going forward and not being like, I mean, my wife was joking me earlier, but it's true. We were consistent last year. We would win, we would lose. We would beat teams that we should have lost to, and we'd lose the teams we should have beat. It didn't change. It was consistent. And I couldn't argue that. I'm like, yeah, you're right. So we'll have to just wait and see. It was great. We played the Young Boys tomorrow in the Champions League. It's going to be interesting to see how we fare. A good Champions League for us is getting out of the group stage. If we get out of the group stage, I think we'll have a good Champions League if we can get out of the group stage. And hopefully go on from there. As many of you watched, if you watched some of the Champions League, Barcelona dominated over PSV 4-0. I watched some of that one, and then I watched the Liverpool Paris Saint Germain game. Wow, did Liverpool, they were up 2-0, then Paris Saint Germain came back to get two, and then right near the end, Liverpool scored a third goal. Man, it was just incredible. Atletico Madrid, that game with Morocco, I saw highlights of that. That was a 2-1 victory for Atletico Madrid. That was an incredible game. That was one of the best games I think that was played. I don't want to say we're going in the right direction with United as far as Champions League or Premier League or whatever, because I feel like, yeah, we did a lot of things right against the Wolverhampton Wanderers. No, against Watford. But when we go against Wolverhampton Wanderers, we got to keep that momentum going and keep. Pogba did good during Watford. We got to keep that going. We got to keep it, the momentum strong and going forward. It's just something that, you know, we need to get some players some experience. So we'll have to wait and see with tomorrow's match how things work out. You know, I think for tomorrow's game, I think Matic is going to play. I think Shaw's going to play. I think Lindelof's going to play. I think Bay is going to play. I know Fellaini won't play. He's having back issues. So, yes, it does. I mean, I do like the fact that he can get dang near like 10 red cards in the game and not get penalized. But hey, you know, I think Fred will play alongside Pogba, Rashford and Martial will play in Lukaku. So I think it's going to be a great game tomorrow. I got to work, so I won't be able to watch it, but I'll be able to find out at the end of the day what the score is. So I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of, and do something, folks. Make a difference. You know, why not wash the window instead of throw a rock through it? Why not help your neighbor? Why not be there? Why not do? Why not give back? You know, that's what this country is founded on, helping each other, not fighting each other. And remember, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till this Thursday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.